Hey everyone, welcome back to Oopies Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. Today we are going to be talking about original characters, finishing stuff, and a party of bards. So this is episode 32. Episode 31 was a little bit, it's been a while since the last episode. And it's interesting, after doing that really long Q&A and being like, where do I go after this? Like, what do I want to do? And tonight I was just like, you know, I want to do one of those late night, just kind of talking about things that are going on. So hope you guys are doing well and that it's been a fun summer. It's been really hot here. So the cool thing about episode 32, though, we're like halfway to episode 64. And I grew up on the N64. So 64 is like one of those numbers that's like, it means something to me. You know, it's like, yeah, like your birthday number, like, I don't know, 64 is a cool number. So starting out with talking about original characters, I've had the experience in being an illustrator and a comic artist and a writer in creating an animator and creating a lot of really cool, at least I think they're pretty cool, original characters or OCs. And it's really cool and crazy seeing where all that started. My brother was like, hey, I was going to college and my brother's like, hey, you should get on Instagram and try to start doing like art stuff on Instagram because there's a lot of artists on there and you could probably connect with people. And so I started and I did Inktober and that was really cool. And met a lot of cool people, and I ran my own challenge, BitTember, which was like pixel art and stuff, and that was super cool. And started seeing people doing like hashtag OC or hashtag original character, and I'm like, huh, I don't really have an original character. And I kind of started thinking about that and created a couple of original characters, one of those being Finn, which is one of my main original characters that I've drawn some watercolor stuff for and done some writing for the stories that he's in. And it was really cool making an original character because I feel like for most people, looking at their character, I see a reflection or a little piece of that person and their personality and the things that they are into, the things that they love to do. And I tried to show that in my characters. And it was really interesting because I made, it's going to be kind of hard to explain, but I made characters for the Uptown Warriors story, which is like a fantasy story under the like project name Anthem Knights on my Pinterest board. And with making these OCs, they're based off of people that I knew or even if just loosely, friends that I've had or family members and or myself. Like Finn was based off myself and my love for like Japanese culture and guitar and spending time in nature and things like that. And then I started kind of hit a wall. When you're writing stories, when you're working on characters, you hit these walls and maybe have some creative block. And I was like, hey, I want to write a story based on these people that I did a gaming YouTube channel with. And I've done some podcast episodes about that, the Tanuki Hero story. And it was really interesting because some of those people, there was kind of some crossover in creating a character also for myself, being Ice or Ice Luigi, which was my name way back when on the gaming YouTube channel. And finding differentiation with that, a lot of it was with thinking of what makes this person stand out, like what is their character design. With doing this, I've realized I really love like fashion design and fashion a little bit with like matching colors, palettes, and flannels and figuring out different design things like bohemian and stuff like that. And the thing that I find really cool with the original characters as well is being able to create a character that can inspire and connect with people in the same way that like Link does or Dipper Pines or Finn from Adventure Time, like, or Steven Universe or Luz Noceda. it's this character that someone created, and you're able to kind of do that same thing where you create a character that people can see and connect to and relate to. And like talking about Finn a little bit, writing some things about him and being able to think about this person and their interests, their dislikes, the things that make them happy, the things that bring them joy, their flaws. That's one thing with characters that's really important, is that they have flaws and that you can see growth in that character. Like Zuko is such an amazing character because of his character development and his flaws and the things that he has to overcome and his past. And yeah, the things like he has to go over. And like with Finn, he's a shy dude, and he goes through this thing of, he loves music and he loves writing songs and playing guitar, but he's not really doing much with it. And it takes his friends and some others to help him to go out of his shell and start playing that music in front of people. And he's also very like me. He loves time outdoors and time adventuring, and he's very like a child at heart type of person and always wants to help people. And that's something I strive for, is being able to help people and strengthen people and be a friend to people. That's a lot of the stories I've written and characters I've made. They're parts of these friendships and brotherhoods and found families. That's in a lot of my stories, because I have a story that's like fantasy, kind of like Fantastic Beasts or like even like Wizards of Waverly Place. And then I have the Tanuki Hero, which is more like sci-fi, like Star Wars or kind of like cyberpunk, diesel punk, steampunk, that type of thing. And then the Grateful Ghost, which is like Sherlock Holmes meets Kitsune, Japanese influence, Korean folktale type thing. It's been really cool working on these stories and working on these characters. And it's made me think, helps me think about us as people and how we are original characters. And we have things that make us unique and quirks, and I talk about that a lot. And it's so cool being able to see the things that make us different and make us maybe a little weird, but help us to connect with people. And I've been doing a huge like deep dive into Dream and the Dream SMP and stuff like that. And one of the things that I was taking some notes, one of the things that stood out to me about Dream and him as this like original character they created was having these phases of growth that he goes through. So that like character arc that he keeps on improving and creating his content and trying things new, that there's passion, that they have a purpose, that they have something that they're working towards, like a dream, no pun intended, but like your main character, your original characters, they need to have passion. They need to have something that they want. Like, what does your character want? And that can inform your character. My character, Finn, for Uptown Warriors, he really wants to have somewhere where he belongs and somewhere where he feels loved and cared for, and also that he can help other people to be cared for, because he lost his parents at a young age, or his father at a young age, and grew up with his mother and his grandma. And that caused him to connect more with his culture and with his family and have look back on all those memories and treasure a lot of those memories with his father. And it has also given me context for my own life and seeing the power and importance of relationships and family and those people around you. And yeah, another thing with Dream SMP was this idea of good storytelling and collaborating and working with others. He invited these people into the SMP, all these other original characters, and these personalities, and putting them kind of into this playground, onto this stage, using Minecraft as the stage of telling a story, which is so cool and really cool. And also just how being personable and genuine and being yourself and omitting things on purpose to build a world, to not show everything in that original character, in that original story, to have things that are unknown. Like with Lord of the Rings, there's a lot of things that are unknown, and that makes the story deep, and it allows this thing where there's also, if you read like the Silmarillion, there's a lot of things that are explained. With Star Wars, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of stories that have these unknowns that make the story a lot more deep. With like Gravity Falls, there's a lot of unknowns, and it allows you to connect with the story and start thinking, theorizing, connecting with it. It's like so cool to see that. The other thing that stood out to me that Dream talked about is treating his fans, his audience, like they're not just numbers. Like if you're a creator and you're creating for an audience, those people, they're not just a number. It can feel like that sometimes when people focus on that, focus on number of likes, whatever, but they're people. There's a person behind that screen, behind that number. There's a person who's looking at your content, a person who has a life, who has goals, who has aspirations, and the things that you say impact them. And that person has maybe going through the same thing that you've gone through, or that you're going through, or that you're going to go through. And connecting with people can help you so much in coming to know yourself better. It's like in Harry Potter. If you think about Harry Potter without Ron and Hermione, like if the story was just Harry, it'd probably be pretty boring. And he wouldn't learn as much, I don't think. And it'd be very lonely. It'd be a very lonely book. It'd be just kind of like being back at home with his aunts and uncle and cousin, and being able to have Ron and Hermione and Hagrid and even Nearly Headless Nick, or like having what's his name? His last name's Wood, I think. Yeah, the guy who shows Harry and teaches him about Quidditch. Having these people connect with other people, like it makes the people you meet, the things, the experiences that you have, they make you who you are. So that was a lot of going a little bit more in depth into original characters, but original characters really, they need to have that too. They need to have that depth and that story that they've a real person, they've lived a life, and they have the things that they love, the things that, for me, the things that I connect to with characters is like food and movies and those things that I feel like I really resonate with. So another, just in closing with original characters, it's super important that you think about it and you have meaning to it. And even if it's just in a small way that you take a little bit of yourself and put it into that character, because it's going to make that character so much more alive and real. Even if it's just like you love Star Wars and fantasy and sci-fi or whatever, so you're going to put a little bit of that into the character. It allows you to show in your art, and you're going to make your art and your creations, your writing, your movies, your YouTube videos, your podcasts, whatever you're doing, putting more of you into it, it's going to make it more unique. And I've seen that a lot with myself and with creators like Andy J. Pizza and ABD Illustrates, and like Becky and Chris and Peter McKinnon and Maddie Hapoya, and putting themselves into the work. Those aren't really necessarily like artists or illustrators, but even like people like Hayao Miyazaki and Shigeru Miyamoto, putting themselves into the work, putting their story, and like Hayao Miyazaki and telling his stories, and Shigeru Miyamoto and growing up in Kyoto and putting that into Legend of Zelda and his time adventuring there and wanting people to have that same experience that he had. It's like, I think that's why, like, with AI and all these things coming out, you can't lose that human aspect, because that human aspect is what connects it to other humans, what connects it to all of us and allows people to resonate with that story. So it's going to make all the difference in putting yourself into your story and into your original characters. And I love making original characters, And I would love to talk to you guys about your original characters and the things that you're working on. So feel free to talk about that in comments and stuff. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about finishing stuff, which came in watching a video by Tuniko Pentoa. And he talked about when is a passion project considered finished? And like, this is a loaded question because like I have so many projects and stories, as you can tell, maybe a little bit, that are unfinished and that are at various stages of completion. And it's like, how do you finish this? Like, when is that passion project finished? And some of the things that stood out to me is that setting limitations or a scope, or like even compromising on certain things. Like if you're making an animated short and you're like, I wanted to make this like 30-minute animated short, but you've never made like any animated shorts before, like make a minute or 2-minute animated short or 30-second short. You can still use like that same story or characters or whatever and be able to learn a lot through that. And when you finish that, that's finished, and you set that scope and you set deadlines, which I need to do more of. And when that deadline is reached, it's time to put the pencil down no matter what, and you are finished and you can send that off and move on. And I think that's a super important thing with finishing something. And that's probably one of the reasons why Jake Parker talked about finish, not perfect, is finishing something. It's not just about making money or creating a final product that you can sell to someone. It's about creating something that is finished and going through that process, because there's a lot that you learn in steps maybe that you're not aware of, like in the process of making a comic and making my comic book on the Grateful Ghost. I learned a lot through thumbnailing. And it's interesting because maybe you're an artist and you're going through the same thing as me, where you're like, I just kind of want to skip to that last step. I don't want to worry about script or thumbnailing or whatever. I just want to have the finished thing, you know? But you're going to have so much more joy. And I've seen it, and it's easy to be like, oh, it's not worth it, but it is so worth it. Like finishing that project and putting the work into it. And sometimes it's like there's this law or whatever, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the things you need to do are going to fit into the time that you allot to that. So it's like, if it's not going anywhere, like set a deadline and see what you can get done by that time and finish that and just be like, okay, that's finished, and move on. And another thing with that stood out to me with like making an animated short is consistent finish or consistency in the production stage that you reach. So if you're working on an animated short and you want to just do it animatic form, and maybe even just in black and white, just have it all at that point. And when you get it to that point, you finish that point. If you want to take it into animation, you can, but you don't have to, because you finished it to the point that you wanted to. And you can move on to the next project and having a full understanding of that deadline. And another thing they talked about is consider breaking down that large project into small projects, setting deadlines for those things. And each project can stand on its own. Like when you finish that, it can stand on its own and you can show that to someone. It can speak for itself as something that you created and something as a story. And it's okay to feel overwhelmed. Like starting a project, you're going to feel overwhelmed. Like I did a commission making an animation, and it was really fun. It was really cool. But there was a time where I felt really overwhelmed and I was like, I do not want to do this. I cannot do this. I do not have the skills to do this. And then I watched saw a post about someone being like, that's kind of what you go through when working on a project or working on a commission. There's that roller coaster you go through where you're like, I know what I'm doing, I'm super excited. And then you hit this wall, and then by the end, you're like, yeah, I want to do that again. And it's like, it's funny, but it's really cool to learn and grow a lot through that. Another thing is focus on simplifying your process and thinking about your pipeline and achievable project, seeing a clear end, even if it's just like a little snippet or a little short, a character dancing, or just little vignettes, like characters interacting with each other, and getting that done. And if you want, you can finish it. You can go further after that, but you finished it. You set up that point where you want it to be finished. And once you reach that, you finished it. And it's really important to have that so you can have closure and they can move on and see that you can finish projects and show people that you can finish projects. And building a portfolio that can really help just in setting goals, being like, hey, I'm going to make this animatic. It's going to be this long. It's going to have, it's going to be in black and white. So it's going to be easy. I don't have to worry about color. But I'm going to do like maybe some sound design and stuff. And I'm going to have it done in 2 weeks or a week or a month. And then just set that and stick to it. That's something I got to work on, is sticking to it and setting those time limits and deadlines. And because it's like Luke training to be a Jedi, or Peter Parker trying to be Spider-Man. They had to put time into that and learning that craft, learning that skill, and trying new things and stepping outside of their comfort zone and setting goals. And it's going to make a huge difference in being able to set those goals and to finish something. So if you haven't ever done an animation or a book or whatever you're trying to do, set up a smaller version of that and finish that. And you're going to learn so much through that. I know that you are, and it's going to be really cool. So this last part, I love like world building and coming up with story ideas, and I need to get more into writing and get better at that. But I love coming up with ideas for stories. And that's what I talked about at the beginning with A Party of Bards or The Half-Bard Party. I have a couple of names for this story that I've been working on. It's based on a group of people that I did. I was in a improv group with. We were called Unscripted, and we did improv comedy together. And they were such amazing people, and they are such amazing people. And I'm so inspired by them and the things that they have accomplished, the people that they are. And I really wanted to make them a part of the fantasy story I'm working on. It's like urban fantasy. So I made this Google form, and I've talked about that a little bit, but some of them sent in their characters and started working on this story, The Half-Bard Party. So the story revolves around it's built into the world of the fantasy story that I'm telling, but it's kind of a separate thing, kind of like a spinoff, I guess. But it's a group of travelers, kind of like a party, kind of like D&D, and they were all grew up as a certain guild. So there's Sylvie. She grew up as a healer, and Dante grew up as a warrior. Sebastian grew up as a warrior as well, grew up in royalty, and Wendolin grew up as a healer. Adarella grew up as a bookkeeper, and Nail or Nail, I don't know how my friend wanted the character's name pronounced. He actually grew up as a bard, but he wants to be a chef. So all these people, they grew up as these things, but they also are bards. So they're half bards. And they are kind of this group of misfits, a found family, and they go around performing for people. And they're an acting troupe that goes from province to province in this enchanted gypsy wagon, kind of like the tent from Harry Potter. So it's larger on the inside than it looks on the outside. And they are a bunch of these quirky, lovable characters. They're street performers, and they it gives me this way of being able to learn more about these places that I've created. And also they perform during the day and then quest during the night, or maybe it's a flip-flop of that. Still trying to figure that out. And like, that's the thing I realized with stories, it's okay to have things in kind of this stage of still figuring it out. It's like, it's not quite canon yet. It's like, you look at the work that's gone into even like the Owl House or into Gravity Falls and what it looked like before in the concept stages and the things that were maybe nailed down or changed throughout. It's okay if you're working on something to change it up and to try out some new things. And yeah, so I want to go more into that story. I'm still working on it. That's just kind of the stuff I have right now. It's this group of quirky bards who go around performing for people and questing and finding cool artifacts and stuff like that. And yeah, so some of them are Rains, which is a race that I kind of created. It's kind of like a satyr, but it's more like reindeer. Like it's a deer, part human. So they have like horns and, or antlers more so. And, yeah. And then the others of them are elves. And it's just really cool working on these different races in the story and trying out different things with that. And I know I'm just kind of rambling a bit now, but I hope you guys have enjoyed this. And if you want to hear more about the story, let me know. I'd love to talk more about it and talk more in depth. I've just kind of given a little bit of a surface level discussion on those things. But all in all, in writing and creating stories, creating characters, you gain so much by giving so much and by giving of yourself in connecting with people and figuring out how you can make your story unique and new and make it a story that you want to read because like or want to watch or want to experience. Because with me, that's what I'm trying to do, is create a story that I want to experience, something that I want to read. And for me, it's a lot more in like animation and comics. So with that, but also in learning better storytelling and writing, in hero's journey and story structure and all that type of stuff. But the thing that I've found, especially in this time thinking about like the YouTube channel and podcasts and stuff, is you do you and try to have fun doing it and do what comes most naturally to you. If that's like podcasting or writing or acting or singing or playing an instrument. I've been learning to play the guitar again because that's something I've wanted to do. And learning those things, learning those skills, showing that and sharing that with people and just being yourself is going to connect with so many people. And like there's a lot of people, I'm one of those people who's oftentimes feels pretty lonely and feels like it's, there's like, what is, what am I doing? Like, what am I trying to accomplish? What people am I reaching out to? Who am I connecting with? And like, how can I make a difference? And it really comes with being yourself because you are unique to all the universe. You are like, so amazing. And the things that even like your favorite like hot drink, like hot cocoa or hot apple cider, your favorite soda or like whatever that makes you unique, but someone can connect to that and maybe that's their favorite as well. So share those things with people, connect with people, and don't be afraid to talk with people, step outside of yourself and help others to feel loved and to feel that, help them know that they matter because they do and you matter. And I want to connect with you guys more and hear from you guys. So feel free to send in any like questions or voice clips that you have. I have a thing in the bottom for that. And follow along if you want to learn more about this podcast. And I have a YouTube channel as well, trying to do more of that. I want to do like vlogging and be able to travel to like Japan and stuff. I think that'd be really cool. And again, sorry, it's been kind of like rambling. Hopefully you've gotten something from this episode and been able to feel some inspiration and moving forward, working on projects and setting those goals, setting a deadline and seeing you do that first project. So the call to adventure, sword sounds, is, and that's kind of comes from Andy J. Pizza. I just thought it was really cool. Really a lot cooler than just a call to action. The call to adventure to you guys is, if you haven't yet, make a original character. I think it would be a really cool thing to do, and send those in to on my like Twitter or Instagram, wherever's best for you to send. I'm probably on there, and you can send it in there, even if it's just writing up a character description if you're not really into art, or writing a story about that character, or drawing that character, creating a character based on you. And maybe if it's just, even if it's just based on like some part in your life or there's some people in your life, I invite you guys to make that your first original character, maybe just another original character. And I would love to see those. So share that. And hope you guys have a good night. I am very tired. And I could just keep talking. So, but we'll end it right here. Love you guys and have a good night, and see you guys next time. Peace.